Track 54. Unit 9. Listening Focus. Activity 6.
Sam, when did you start enjoying video games?
When I was a child, games machines were expensive. But my brother, who's much older than me, gave me his old one. My mum worried that I spent so much time playing video games, but I always made sure I did my homework first. I became a real gaming fan when I realised that whenever there was a new challenge, I was able to handle it.
A lot of people dislike video games.
I know. People blame them for problems all the time, and the complaints never seem to change. Even in the early days, when games were very basic and a bit boring, people worried. I think most newspaper articles are starting to offer a balance of opinions these days, though.
So, in your research, what did you look at?
I was interested to see if people's brains really are being damaged. Other scientists have looked at happiness and moods and found mixed results. We found that the part of the brain that controls where our hands and arms go actually grew in size in people who played games. We're also interested in whether games help people to get on with each other, but that's for our next research project.
What about games that involve fighting?
I think there's good reason to be annoyed about games where the main action is to shoot or hit other people. We've been looking at the effects of this kind of game for decades now, and it's hard to ignore the facts. There's no doubt that this type of game can make people behave in a bad way, but not all games are like that.
So, what games do you prefer?
Well, there are three basic needs in everyone's life that games can meet. For me, it's about working in a team. I feel connected. I know that games also give people a chance to develop talent in certain areas. The last one is allowing people to make their own decisions. It meets a strong human need.
How do you expect games to change in the future?
I think women are becoming more interested in gaming, and there'll be more games for them. There's been interesting work with people who have problems with their eyes, and it'll be a huge step forward if games can make a difference to that. There's always interest in making the experience feel more realistic, but that's usually just talk.
Well, thank you, Sam. That's been incredibly useful. Very